innercitygeeks.net.
Going on, everybody. Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 270. Joining me today for this outstandingly amazing episode, Brian.
Hey guys, what's up?
Chilling. It's just me and you today. It's just me and you. We're recording this, of course, just a little bit earlier than usual because it's at this point, is the day before the Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. So by the time this comes out, it'll be after Halloween. It'll be the first of the month. Wake up, everybody! Wake up! It's the first of the month.
It'll be rent paying day.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be rent pay. Exactly. It'll be rent day. It'll be fucking SSI check day. It'll be food stamp day.
It'll be the start of getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll be the best day to get fucking Halloween candies.
Right?
Go to the discounted price. Go to the fucking Walmart and get discounted prices and shit for candy that's just like a day old.
Or if you live in New York, go to Walgreens.
Yeah, same difference. Because they got difference. Walgreens over here too, but nobody really. Well, people go there, but like I don't remember the last time I actually went into a Walgreens or like a Duane Reade, because they have a Duane Reade out here too.
Okay,
but I don't think I remember the last time I went into one of those.
All I know is that last weekend, my wife and I went into Walmart to pick up. We were out in Jersey, and like we went in there to try to find like a cheap shirt for like Halloween costumes.
Aren't there so many choices?
Yeah, but like we both felt like we needed a shower after leaving Walmart.
Why? Because
it's like it's just all the hicks and hillbillies are in Walmart.
Oh yeah, especially.
Especially in what MJF called the armpit of America, New Jersey.
Yeah. It sounds all right. Yep.
And it will always be the armpit of America.
Yeah.
Ever since MJF.
Yeah, it's fair. Like I dig it. Like it tracks, as people will say. that's been a normal thing for me as of late. Like I say that a lot. Like whenever things make sense, I'm like, yeah, that tracks. It's a new it's a new phrase that's in my vernacular, and I'm like, okay, I can dig it. I'll roll with it for a while until I'm like, oh yeah, find something else to make it fucking make sense and shit. But yeah, so what's going on, dude? How you been, man? How's your week been treating you?
Week's been good. So as you know from last week, no more unemployment for me. I got
a job. No more broke Bri.
So so today being Thursday, mm-hmm. I went in for physicality training.
Nice.
Basically, they had to make sure that I'm not an invalid and I can lift things.
Yeah, you're making sure that you can lift things up and put them down.
Exactly. And you know what's funny is like some of the stretches that they had me do was basically DDP yoga moves.
Nice.
Like the guy's like full forward. I'm like, oh, bent legged bar back and full forward.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
And then
you're like, I know this one.
and then we had to stay forward for 3 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, and then the other one was the squat drops.
Nice.
The catcher. And I'm like, okay, and I had to stay in catcher for 3 minutes. And I'm just like, okay.
Hell yeah. That's fucking dope, dude.
The trainer was like, are you guys okay? Are you? And he looked at me. I'm like, yeah, I do yoga like 3 times a week, so.
Nice. You're like, yeah, I'm a pro at this already.
And then, like, they had us like lift cases of beer, kind of like in a like you pick it up and then put it out to your chest and then lift it over your head,
mm-hmm.
and do that 2 sets of 10,
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So,
are you gonna be fucking loading a truck or some shit? Because that's what it seems like.
It's sort of. I'm not, because I'm gonna be on the go being a sales rep for the company. But they put that training in the thing because every employee, doesn't matter if you're a warehouse worker or a sales rep, has to do it.
Okay.
So like, I literally was like free gym.
Yeah.
You know, like my upper body is sore. Like I went to the gym today. I'm like, okay.
That tracks. Yeah. That
makes sense. Yeah. I'm not hating it. Yeah. Started my day right with a magic spoon.
Yeah. Dude, what do you think about the magic spoon, dude?
So I have four, right? I have the maple, I have the chocolate, I have cookies and cream, and I have an apple cinnamon.
Nice. I haven't tried the apple cinnamon.
I haven't yet either. I have the maple and the chocolate open.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to finish those and then do the other two.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
But it's fucking good.
Yeah, it's fucking great, dude.
It's fucking good. And then
not
like,
a sponsor, but not still, a sponsor. It's fucking great.
And then, so we were supposed to go to the doctor today for the kids for their checkup, and poor Charlotte got motion sickness as soon as we got into Brooklyn.
Of course.
You know, and we normally always pack a change of clothes, and today we're both like, nah, she'll be okay. And it's like, oh, of course. And so we got off the bridge and just went around the block and went back onto the bridge. And then something else that I've actually had the first time today, and it's actually good despite all the jokes about it, Activia yogurt.
Okay. Good stuff.
It's actually not bad, dude.
No, see, the thing is, the only reason people shit on it so much is the fact that it's, like, what a lot of old people use.
Yeah, and the Jamie Lee Curtis memes.
Yeah, yeah, like, I get it, but it's actually good shit, like...
It's actually good.
Technically, yeah, it like, kind of tracks, too. It's like, yeah, it's good shit. yeah.
So, yeah, I because I wanted to try that and get away from the Greek yogurt for a while and do something mm-hmm. different, and... You know, like, I was like, wow, this is actually, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, today, doing the orientation, learn to travel, because that's going to be fun. But you know what the upside is to traveling like this?
What is the upside of traveling?
The headphones that I have in my ears right now, my Bose.
Nice.
Like, so many good albums have come out in the last 8 months.
Yeah.
And, like, normally I would play an album to and from work,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, I'd play it until whenever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, albums that I haven't really listened to a lot, not since, I haven't listened to Ruckus's album in, like, months, not since my last job.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to Tremonti's album, Marching in Time, that often. I've played it probably, like, four times in full.
That's a great album, yeah.
It's fantastic. I haven't really played Miles Kennedy's latest. Okay. Played it like once. And then...
Did you check out the one that he did with Slash, the latest one?
Oh, yeah. It's just a single track at the moment. It's okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's not... that's definitely not going to be the best song on that album. Because I'm like, it's okay. But I'm sure this would be their fourth album together. And mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to be dope. And then like earlier today, on the way back from traveling, I haven't played Mammoth's album in quite some time.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, Wolf Van Halen, I've said it in the past, is a musical genius. I mean, you called him a prodigy and you're right.
Yeah, I called him a prodigy earlier because he technically does just about everything. So like,
during quarantine, he wrote, played, sang, like, played every instrument, both rhythm and solo, mm-hmm. rhythm and lead guitar, drum, which you could tell on, I want to say it's Won't Back Down at the end, or it's one of the last tracks on the album. He does, like, mm-hmm. almost like a drum solo. And then...
He had nothing but time to test it out.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, doing all the producing and sound engineering. Like, he did that all on his own. you know.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, now he has a band and stuff.
Yeah, of course, which is kind of the same. If you really think about it, like how Dave Grohl started with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
he did pretty much everything before he actually got an entire band for the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. With Dave Grohl, one of the best things I ever saw was when, I want to say it was when Queen got inducted into the Hoff for Rock and Roll. What, the Hoff? Hoff?
The Hoff, yeah. See, every time anybody says the Hoff, it just makes me think of fucking
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, David Hasselhoff.
So fucking when Queen got
Baywatch.
When Queen got inducted, they played, I want to say it was a Queen song, but it was three drummers going on at once. It was Queen's drummer, the Foo Fighters drummer, and Dave Grohl all playing drums simultaneously to this one song.
Nice.
And I was like, holy shit. And that's one of the first times I really, like, you know, opened my eyes and ears to Dave Grohl and the Foo.
Mm-hmm.
And going like, holy shit. And even like reappreciating Queen.
Yep.
You know, like you forget about bands like that, that really started it all ways back and, you know, influenced so many others. I mean, there's only ever going to be one Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like when Adam
often Lambert, imitated, never duplicated.
Exactly. Like when Adam Lambert joined the band, mm-hmm. like, and fans were like, oh yeah. And he literally said, I'm not Freddie and I never will be.
Yeah.
You know, but the dude could sing, you know, I knew from
for sure.
Fucking from, Idol way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was one of the ones that got cut and then had a successful career. Like Chris Daughtry is another one.
Yep.
So,
a career that was better than a lot of the artists that won the fucking thing.
Oh, 110%. So aside from work, one of the coolest things that I got to experience came on Sunday last week. Megan and I had a date day for the first time since Chicago. And we got to see Aaron Sorkin's To Kill a Mockingbird on Broadway, starring Jeff Daniels.
Nice.
As Atticus Finch. And by God, you know. from clapping so hard after the performance was over, my hands were sore for like an hour.
Nice.
Because it was just so well done. And like, the actors portraying the kids, Jim, Scout, and blanking on the other kid's name at the moment because it's been a day.
Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time, so I don't remember any of that shit anyway.
So the actors portraying these kids,
mm-hmm.
The actress playing Scout has been on a lot of different TV shows.
Okay.
She was on Bull, NCIS, and a couple of others. The actor who played her brother, Jem, was actually, so the kid's name was Hunter Parrish, and you'd know him if you watched Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
He was the older brother.
Okay.
And he was terrific. And then, the judge in that scene was, veteran actor Gordon Clapp, and I know him from back in the day from NYPD Blue.
Holy shit. Wow.
He's one of the detectives. Okay. So what was really great about everything about it. So it was at the Schubert Theater, which I had never been in.
Okay.
The Schubert Theater is the one that's directly across in that alleyway from Junior's.
Oh, I know exactly what that is. Yeah.
That's the same theater where I didn't get to meet him because every autograph and stuff, and I had to go work at the theater. Down the block, but that's the same theater that Hugh Jackman was doing Boy from Oz 10 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, what was cool is, like, when they did sets, the actors would wheel out the pieces it where they needed to go. So it was kind of like small theater.
Right, yeah.
You know, not like just a big, ginormous production. So it was cool. Like, they actually set everything up. And then one really cool thing, they had the courtroom scenes, and they intentionally left the juror box empty.
Hmm.
Because the whole thing is a trial of a black man accused of raping a white girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And so they had it where, despite his innocence, he was guilty walking into that courtroom. So it didn't matter who was in the seats.
Yeah.
And so that was dope that they left it to that perspective.
Which makes complete sense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Again, that tracks.
It's going to be the episode title, that tracks.
Yeah, 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 pretty much. That tracks too.
So aside from the show, which I thought was dope, caught up on things and stuff. I finished Titans.
I still need to watch that last episode.
I need season 4. We finally finished season 3 of You.
I need to watch that completely. Like, at least the last season completely. Like, I've like, binged the fuck out of the first two seasons. Like, this is fucking good. It's such a good show.
I want to go back and revisit season 1 and 2, and then watch 3, probably just on my own, just because, like, it'd be something to, like, watch, plus I could catch shit I missed.
Of course.
Because I've only seen seasons 1 and 2 once, so, and back to, like, 2019.
Yeah.
So I watched that. Caught up on Chucky.
I need to watch the third episode of that one. Oh, that show is so good. Like, we've been talking about it the last few weeks.
But yeah, like, yeah.
It is such a well written show for today. For a character that's been around for Rocket, like, what, almost 20 years, pretty much. Longer than 20 years. Yeah, yeah, exactly. 88. A long fucking time.
And revisited so many different times. I mean,
yeah,
right. Child's Play 1, 2, and 3 were its own thing.
Yep. Then the Bride of Chucky, and then the fucking Curse of Chucky, and fucking Chucky's Spawn or some shit.
And then, like, I know the only thing that really ties in those movies with the series, because the series is sort of a soft reboot, getting away from the mangled Bride of Chucky doll look. It's just a straight up, never got damaged in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Minus, you know, the repair from getting thrown into a fire. But the only real connection was when he said in episode 2 to the kid, he's like, I don't care that you're gay, my son is.
Right.
Or something in that realm where you're like, wow, like you're a piece of shit doll that murders everybody and always wants to kill.
Yep.
But you have a heart, and you're like, you're cool with your son being gay. I'm like, So the doll has a heart.
He really does.
He does. That's the thing, and like you see it in these episodes that he really cares for Jake.
Yep. Because he sees that Jake is like the what is it called, the fucking the sore thumb in everything that's around, whether it's his family life, whether his schoolings and stuff like that, he is like what stands out the most for everything and everyone around.
Yeah, and
he's the oddball.
He's the oddball, and I like that the chemistry, the written chemistry between Chucky and Jake.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really well done. I really love this series.
Fucking good. And also the fact that, like, it's also the original voice of Chucky that's fucking in this. It's fucking
good. It's still Brad Dourif.
Another thing that ties in the series to the original stuff is, well, not necessarily the original stuff, but, like, you know, the stuff that we've seen in the past that kind of ties in it now also, that soon to be, we will be getting, like, Jennifer Tilly in the show as well.
Yeah. And also Christina Lee, who played his foster sister.
Yeah, yeah. And you also Andy, get you in the first episode. You heard Andy in the first episode.
Yeah, which is crazy that he's the actual kid, yeah. Now a grown man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's cool that the whole
everything ties into each everything other. Everything
ties in. And what I really like about the way the show is presenting itself is that it makes you fall back in love with the horror genre,
mm-hmm.
of this stupid fucking doll in the 80s that went on a murder spree.
Yep.
You know,
an absolute crazy murder spree too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and now here we are, like we said, it's from 1988 to now, it's a long fucking time. It's generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, now we're still all about this doll.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So yeah, aside from that, really the... Watch a couple of movies I don't remember right now, but...
Yeah, same here.
I'm probably going to check out Hypnotic on Netflix later tonight. Okay. Probably okay. After we record. Starring Kate Siegel from Hill House. She's the wife of Mike Flanagan.
Ooh,
created okay. Midnight Mass. And, okay. And
yeah.
She's like, you know, she was in...
in a bunch of shit.
Yeah, Hush was a really good one.
Okay.
So...
The animated Batman Hush?
No.
Oh.
She was in... It's a movie called Hush where she played a deaf author living in a cabin.
Oh, yeah. That quote-unquote horror movie?
Yeah, where like...
It's like a slasher that's not a slasher movie?
Yeah, like she's being terrorized by the dude who played... I don't know. He was in fucking Newsroom. Jim Harper from Newsroom.
Okay.
But you know, like, so aside from that, really the only thing I'm catching up on now is the long-awaited season 2 of Lock and Key.
Oh yes, I need to watch that too. Like, you know what's funny though about the fact that like I've watched the first season is like I don't really remember much of the first season.
Me neither. They do put a recap.
So okay, like, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that I do remember is the whole like the soul key that mm-hmm. it typically like he winds up going to the fucking graveyard when he fucking puts in the key or whatever and goes through the
yeah it becomes the a ghost. Ghost.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I remember the most because that shit is trippy as fuck.
Yeah,
like you see the dead body in front of the door and you're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good show so far.
It's a good show. But yeah, I mean, season 1 was like 2019.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Was that far ago, that long ago?
Well, yeah, or dropped very early last year.
Jesus, yeah.
Like before
yeah, before the world shut down pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like more than halfway through season 2. It's okay. Still a really good show.
Okay.
You have to like shut your brain off for a minute and like reset and be like, okay, I remember this sort of.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's one of the benefits of having the whole recap shit in the beginning of the episodes, or in the beginning of the season, you know, when they, you know, tell you everything that you probably could have forgotten since what, 2 years ago.
Yeah. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up what I've been up to. How about
nice.
You?
Nice. As far as me, I actually worked this whole weekend, this past weekend, so I haven't had a day off yet.
Oh, wow.
I worked, the USF versus Tulsa game. No, Temple. They played Temple this past week. And, Temple's usually known to be, you know, a good school. I don't know about their sport teams and shit, but they got destroyed this week. Yeah, they got destroyed. They lost, 38-3? Yeah, it was bad. It was a bad loss for them. And then on top of that, USF, not just USF, but the Bucks won on Sunday against the the Chicago Bears, the Bears, and they got utterly destroyed too, with about the same amount of points. It was a 38-3 as well, and there were people in the stands that were super fucking upset. Because of course, it's a conglomeration of a bunch of fans from everywhere. They want to come and see the game, and they want to see the stadium. You know, the Super Bowl champs and shit like that. They're willing to spend hundreds of dollars to go check out the stadium to see the game and shit like that. But a lot of these fans, they came up to me because like I work there. I work, you know, I'm an usher there. I'm, you know, client services and shit. And like just before the game ended, some people came up to me like, "Yo, like, why are Tampa fans so evil, so mean?" Because they're shit talkers. Like most fans that are of a team, especially when your team is winning, you like to talk shit. Mm-hmm. So they were coming up to me and they were like, "Yo, like, why are they so mean to us?" They were like, "Yeah, look at your team. Your team is losing." We're like, "Yeah, we know we're losing." And then as the points kept going up in the game, they were like, "You still continue to shit on us. Why do you keep shitting on us? Like, why do you keep being like a sore winner?" I'm like, "Cause that's what you do when you're watching a fucking game. You're just gonna talk shit, and especially when there's liquor and shit involved, you're gonna talk all the shits. Like I would be the same way if I really gave a fuck about the Bucks and I was watching." Technically, the next game that I'm gonna be working at is gonna be the Bucks against the Giants. It's gonna be here in a couple weeks, which I'm kind of excited for because I am a Giants fan, even though they are like dog shit this year, and they've been dog shit since fucking Eli left, pretty much. but I'm excited to see the game because I am a Giants fan, and I've always been a Giants fan since I was a mere child, I guess you could say. But I'm excited to see that game, even though I'm pretty sure they're going to get spanked again. Cause I'm not a fan of fucking Tom Brady, but he's a great fucking quarterback.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the things that he says and the things that he does and a lot of other shit, because of course, you know, he has a way with things, but he knows how to throw a fucking football, yo.
This is about the only thing he knows how to do.
Yeah, yeah, like
aside from putting his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah,
and deflating balls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, but he knows how to put the ball where it's supposed to be when it's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And he's so fucking good at it. No matter who it is, whether it's Gronk, because he does so much with Gronk. One of his other receivers, fucking Mike Evans, he made the record for this past week, most touchdown receptions in a quarter. I think it was like he did like what, 4 touchdowns in a quarter for the Bucks, something that's never happened in just one quarter, which is fucking insane. Obviously, they were playing against the fucking Bears that, you know, the Bears suck. But it was a good game. Like, it was a real fun game. I enjoyed talking shit with a bunch of the Chicago fans that were there. I actually like enjoy talking shit with all the fans that wind up showing up there because my usual spot that I've been working at the stadium this season so far, I've been where the away team comes in and out of the stadium from.
Okay.
So whenever they go onto the field, I am standing right above where they go through the tunnel that they go through. So I'm literally like watching over that entrance.
Nice.
At least where the seating is. So there's a lot of people that want to go down into the stand and stuff like that. I gotta tell them like this: you can't go down there unless you got a ticket. So
yeah, like, as much as you're there to have a good time watching these games, you're like you're still working.
Yeah, exactly. Like even though I do it all the time, like I'll be there, like I'm standing at the top of the steps. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling people, like, no, you can't go down. You can't go down. Or if they got a ticket, like, yeah, you got to show me a ticket. Once I right. see them and I know they're in the section, I don't fucking check shit because I know who they are. Like, I know yeah, faces. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like, the good thing about working at the stadium is that, especially, like, the fact that there are season ticket holders that go to every single fucking game. Mm-hmm. There's this one dude that buys me fucking water every time I'm there. Like, he comes up, like, oh, hello, my friend. He's, like, an older, West Indian dude or whatever. He's somewhat of a preacher or whatever. He's okay. always like, oh, God bless you. You know, you have to drink water and stuff. I'm like, okay, I appreciate it. And he'll buy me water. Like, a couple weeks ago, he bought me a big-ass fucking a smart water. He was like, oh, yeah, I got you the expensive water because it's good for you. You know, you need the antioxidants and stuff. I'm like, great, I appreciate it, thank you so much. And then this past week, because earlier in the game, before the game started, they actually had me working outside of the stadium. I was working the Jameson tailgate experience that they had there, and that was for people that actually bought tickets for that. That was a pregame thing, so of course it's tailgating. So yeah. It was from the game started at 4:30. And okay. The pregame was that thing was from like 1 o'clock until kickoff.
Oh,
and with that ticket, you had free beer or free okay. drinks, free drinks okay. in general, whether it's hard liquor, beer, whatever you wanted.
No shit.
And free food.
That is, I mean. Do you know how much this was?
I don't know how much it was, it was a pretty penny, and people paid for it. And there were people trying to get in there that weren't allowed in there, of course. And yeah. I was standing out there. I was literally scanning everybody's ticket. I was standing up front, mm-hmm. letting everybody in and everybody out. And it was a fun experience because the fact that the person that ran the whole. Tailgating experience or whatever, she was like, yo, like, I want you to be here every single week. So I'm like, okay. She was like, yeah, because you know what you're doing. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a couple of years. Like, I kind of know security in a way. Like, I've done bouncing before.
I was going to say, you know security. That's how we met. Hi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, between you and Mario, like, I know security.
Mm-hmm.
You, Mario, and Renee used to do, you know, the shit too. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I've surrounded myself with a bunch of security people. And then also, like, doing the stuff at the stadium, like, I've also done VIP areas that, you know, people are dying to get into, and I have to tell them no. So, like, I know how to do all these things. It's like, yeah, I'm watching over shit constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, I know how to do it. Like, I know. I'm good at what I do. And, yeah, it's fun for them to be like, yo, like, I like you. I like what you do. I like where you're at. So, like, you're always going to be here. I'm like, okay, cool. I got no problem with that. Just pay me. Because that's what I need. I need money in my pockets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's just been a whole lot of music to coming out, too. Like, last week, we had the new Ice Nine Kills album. Big fan of them. They are a really dope band. For the most part, they all their songs are basically... telling tales of horror movies. So every single song follows a different horror movie or a different horror movie theme.
Okay.
And I fucking love it. So check out the latest album, which is Welcome to Horrorwood, which is basically like a twist on, you know, Welcome to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Scream, what is it? I forget the name of it. But yeah, it's a really good fucking album. Definitely go check it out. Something that Now, we used to play a lot of music on the show, but I kind of refrained it because, of course, you know, I don't want to get demonetized, even though I don't fucking make any money on this shit. But I do like the fact that, like, we can actually also make it a lot easier to fucking edit. We can put it anywhere, and nobody's going to be like, oh, yeah, you got copyright material and shit.
Well, I mean, we could literally just tell people where to listen to this album.
Yeah. Alongside, and you can find it on Spotify.
Spotify. Motherfucking Spotify's.
Motherfucking, you know? Spotify. Yeah.
Listen to us ramble on for like an hour and a half or more, and be like, yeah. Oh, if you picked up anything from our show, music.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, and speaking of music, you were talking about Dave Grohl. It's something that he does a lot, and something that I have actually like super enjoyed. With his drumming specifically, is his band called Probot that he did a bazillion years ago, the early like mid-90s or mid to late 90s.
Huh.
It was like a side project, like a metal side project. Tons of different features in the album, but he mostly did a lot of the writing and a lot of everything in it. And it's a really, really dope album. It's a one-off. He was only one-time thing that was happened. But he decided, he was like, yeah, I want to do like a super group with a bazillion other people. And he did it, and it was fucking fantastic.
Nice.
So definitely check out Probot. Like I said, it came out a bazillion years ago. 2004, that's when it came out. And it goes from, you know, metal to thrash, some crossover stuff, some doom metal, a little bit of everything. And it features, like, people from Volvoid is on it, Wino's there, Lemmy's on it.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of fucking people. King Diamond is featured on it. A lot of fucking people, dude. So definitely check out that album. It's fucking good. It's fucking great, actually. Max Cavalera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. One of the dudes from Celtic Frost. Like I said, King Diamond. Yeah, a lot of fucking people. Kronos from Venom is on there. There's a lot of people. It's shit. It's definitely worth the listen, worth a shot. So check that out. And I guess it's time we can get into some geek shit, right? We've been geeking out about a lot of random shit, so
yeah.
I think it's about time we get into the nooks and cranny of the show, you know? Because we're all over the place. So yeah. The first thing that came out this week that like I was super fucking excited for and kind of like. How does this work? Because this person is already in the DC universe. Granted, right. it's a bit of a multiverse type thing that's been going on, and people fall into different places and shit like that.
And he also, it's really just his voice.
Yeah, yeah, like his yeah. So the person we're talking about is Brendan Fraser. We know, of course, we know him from Encino Man and shit, but. Recently he's been in Doom Patrol, and the news that came out this week was that he is going to be playing a villain in the new Batgirl movie or show or whatever it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be playing not Batgirl, but a villain, and the villain that seems that everything's going to be pointing towards is he's going to be playing Firefly.
Interesting.
Yes. Which is indeed very fucking interesting. Because one, like, I enjoy him in Doom Patrol. I like his character. His character is such a weird fucking character. But so good at the same time.
And it's... I'm glad he's getting a revival.
Absolutely.
In his acting career. Because, I mean, think about all the classic movies he was in. In the 90s and early 2000s. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The Mummy movies, Encino Man, yeah. He had a cameo in the Army Now, basically playing the caveman.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Blast from the Past was really funny.
Yep.
You know, like, there's he did a lot
of good shit back in the day.
He did a lot of good shit.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Then he disappeared.
I mean, he had, like, a lot of, like, back problems and, like, injuries and had surgeries and, you know, just needed time to just not do anything. And I'm glad that he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was also in, No Sudden Move.
I don't remember that one.
That was the one I talked about a couple of weeks back, or a couple of months ago, with Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle's, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, he was in that, and he was fantastic. That was the one that, it's a Steven Soderbergh film.
Nice, yeah.
And it's just, just a great movie. So if you haven't watched it yet, definitely do so. I gave it a shot and I was blown away.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm glad he has a career again.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And the fact that the two things that he's done recently are both comic book related, and the fact that they're both for the same company.
Yeah.
Kind of goes to show you, like, yo, like, this company actually likes what he does. And appreciates what he does.
And it, if he does play Firefly, it'd be interesting to see Firefly on TV or in a movie. Yeah. Because the last time we had any live-action Firefly, it was a girl, and that was on Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because that was supposed to be, like, his daughter, though, right? Like,
I think so. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'd be nice to, you know, see him again in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it'd be fucking great. Like, I'm excited for it. Like, I've been wanting to see him on the big screen for a while.
Yeah,
and the fact that he has a chance to be actually on the big screen, as a prominent villain, on top of that, it's fucking dope.
And for all we know, it's not a one picture deal.
Right. So far.
Maybe they'll finally stop killing off villains in movies and let us have.
Yeah.
Because that was the big trend.
But the funny shit is, like, they kill villains, quote unquote, but they don't kill villains. They just disappear.
Yeah.
Like, they've never, like, killed off a physical villain. Like, they don't even say that they got arrested or anything. They're just like, oh yeah, they just disappear. Well,
Danny DeVito's Penguin was killed in the Batman Returns. Right.
The only one, really?
I mean, technically,
Two-Face... Because Catwoman never went anywhere?
No. Technically, Tommy Lee Jones is Two-Face.
Yeah.
But then, like, when you watch the Rubber Nipples movie with Clooney, his coat, his coat's hanging up. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he lived. He fell on, like, a bed of spikes. Yep. But, okay.
Yep. Yeah. So, like there's a lot of these characters that you're like, huh? Did they actually go away? Did they actually die? Or are they just like, oh, yeah, let's just, you know, keep them around somehow?
That's why I'm no longer mad at Spider-Man 2. Because, like, when they killed off Alfred Molina as Doc Ock, I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
Doing that killing a villain thing again. Like, stop.
Yeah.
And now, like, here we have... No Way Home coming out, and it's gonna pretty much take him from drowning and put him right into that moment, or something in that realm.
Yeah. Or it could just be, like, another universe version of him. Technically, he is another universe version of him, but...
Technically, I mean, now that we have, I still haven't seen... Let There Be Carnage, but I know about the post-credit scene.
Right.
You know, and it's now we're going to have Venom in the movie. Or not in the movie, but eventually.
In the MCU eventually. Yeah.
And then I was reading something earlier today. It was like an article about Spider-Man. And they pretty much confirmed that Rhys Evans is going to be back as Lizard.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. And then...
Which was a completely, like, underrated and underused character.
Yeah. Like, out of the two... out of the two movies that Garfield did, Part 1 was the better one.
Right.
Absolutely. Part 2 had a lot of moments that were great.
Yeah. The like the Gwen Stacy moment.
Yeah. And the real emotion coming from her death. But like that whole Spider-Man swinging the sewer plate at Rhino, fade to black. It's like, oh, come on. Really? Yeah.
Like, oh, the Sopranos all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, hopefully it's not a one-picture deal and we actually get more of Brendan Fraser.
That'd be dope. That'd be real fucking dope. The next thing that came out this week, something that we've been kind of anticipating and, you know, wanting to see what's going to come out of, you know, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. We got news that somebody that's never been in the comic book movie industry other than Ghostbusters. We got news that Bill Murray is going to be playing in this movie. It's super exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be. I wonder how he's going to show up.
It'd be dope if he comes out with the fucking Ghostbuster suit. It's like, yeah, Peter Venkman in this right now. Yeah. It'd be dope. It'd be dope. Because, you know, if he shows up as Venkman or whatever, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to chill with Hank Pym, because why the fuck not, right? Two geniuses at work, you know?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Exactly.
Side ghost to like spin off to Ghostbusters. So the thing I sent you on Instagram, Hasbro HasLab is doing a crowdfunding for a 1-to-1 scale proton pack that's cost $400. But it's so dope, and I gotta figure out a way to, you know, get $400. Because I want one. I need it.
I don't necessarily need it. I would want one just to say I have one, but do I really need it that bad? No, I don't. It is not a necessity.
You're not me.
Obviously not.
I'm gonna have to. I'm going to have to dig into the archives of toys and sell shit that I don't use.
I was just about to say that you could, you know, flip a bunch of toys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got bins of shit that, like, there's stuff that I was all about it ways back, but now I'm like, it's just there. Mm-hmm. It's just literally sitting in bins.
Yeah, yeah, and especially if you have them, when you buy your toys, do you buy one and collect one, the bad ones are open and then collect the rest of them, or do you just have it all?
I buy one, open it, put the box away.
Okay. So you still have the original box.
Yeah, like a lot of not for everything, not like Marvel Legends and shit, but like all my import figures are all back in their boxes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Like the only time I say boxes are imports and Mezco, because especially Mez, like when I move, like they were all back in their boxes and pristine to make sure.
Yeah, you don't want them to be in. I got you.
Especially living in that shithole, like they weren't taking anything of mine.
Of course, that's completely fair.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I gotta go into like the bin and just dig for shit. I'm like, I'm sure I have something that's worth a lot.
Oh, hell yeah. Even the smallest thing, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised there's a lot of people that actually want shit out there that they're like, oh, I haven't seen this in forever. And they're like, yeah, I got this, yeah.
Well, like, one of the things that I have new in box that I got it to flip it ways back at Comic-Con, mm-hmm. Storm Collectibles Evil Ryu.
Ooh.
So, like, I have that, and I paid $100, so like I would ask for $100 because new in box,
right?
You know, like, I'm not gonna
what you could do. Like, you could do. You could look for it on the eBay's right now. See how much it could cost you.
True point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see you flip that and make a pretty. You probably make like $400 on that one.
Probably buy a look proton at pack.
You could buy a proton
pack, and I too could be an Ant-Man.
Yeah, exactly. It's only right. It's only fucking right. Some other shit that came out. Something that, of course, doesn't have anything to do with the Marvel Universe, but something that's super fucking cool. We spoke about Michael B. Jordan actually working on the Val Zod version of Superman, which is the Black Superman or whatever. We got news this week that they already have writers for this. They finally have writers. And these writers are pretty cool. Like, it's pretty interesting to see that they got Daryl Mannamaker and Josh Peters for this HBO Max production. Whether it's just movie or a show, I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do with it. But it is very cool. Because these two are actually, like, some of the people that are behind the Transformers Rise of the Beast, which is the new Transformers movie that's coming out later this next year.
Right.
So I'm very excited for that one, especially since they're going to be doing the whole Beast Wars type theme. Yes, please, because I'm a huge fan of fucking Beast Wars. But also, like, I'm a huge fan of fucking Michael B. Jordan. Like, yesterday, before Dynamite came on the air, they were actually playing Creed 2 on TNT. And I was like, ooh, I don't think I've ever watched this one, because I don't think I never have.
Yeah, I never watched Creed 2 either.
And the fact that I was like, yo, this shit is pretty, because I caught it at the tail end of it, of course. And then you see Michael B. Jordan fucking up fucking Drago's son or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be, and Drago's there in the movie, and then you also see fucking what's her face, that lady, forget her name, that Tessa was with Thompson? Drago.
Oh, fucking Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah,
she's in it.
Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah, dude, I was like, holy shit, it's fucking dope. They did a whole throwback with everybody from the past. I'm like, oh shit, okay. I can dig this. Because Drago's in it as well. Like, you know, fucking Mr. Muscles is there. Mr. PhDs and a bunch of shits. Because he's like a super smart dude as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was like, yo, this shit is fucking, like, it made me want to actually, like, okay, I kind of want to watch this movie now. But yeah, going back to Zal Zod version of Superman, I'm excited for it. Like, first off, like, I do enjoy the fuck out of fucking Michael B. Jordan. Like, he was probably the best part of that fanforstic.
Yep.
Not, I mean, saying that it's much better, but
I mean, the kid can act. I mean,
yeah, he can act his ass off. Like, I've enjoyed him since fucking Chronicle, dude.
See, for me, my mom was a big soap opera woman.
Okay.
So she would watch All My Children, which she watched from the first episode to the last episode. Jesus. And
it's a long time.
It is. And Michael B. Jordan was actually on that show as one of the characters' sons for like a solid couple of seasons.
Okay.
And I remember he had to have been like 10. You know, and I'm going, like, this kid has acting chops at that age.
Right.
And then fast forward a couple of years, or more than a couple of years, like, he had a guest arc on Burn Notice.
Okay, that's another show I never watched.
That's a great show. So, like, I'm watching him on this one episode of Burn Notice. I'm like, huh. I was like, he's good there, too. And then, of course, we got him in. See, Chronicle, I never watched, but I've been meaning to.
Chronicle's fucking good, yo.
I heard. It's not that I didn't want to watch it. It's just life.
It's a great take on a, like, a superhero movie that isn't a superhero movie.
And isn't Dane DeHaan from Amazing Spider-Man 2 in that?
Yes, he is.
But he's a great actor, except for that.
Yeah,
movie,
he's fucking great. Like,
because it wasn't his fault that the script was terrible.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't his fault at all.
Yeah, like, then you watch him, of course, in Creed, and then you watch him in, I mean, of course, he's Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's just a dope fucking actor. So like,
he's fucking great.
I'm excited for this version of Superman.
Yeah. I'm very excited for it, especially since it's like it's a underrated, underappreciated character that we don't really ever get to see. And the fact that we're getting to see it on like a large scale. Whether it is on HBO Max alone, or if it is in theaters or whatever the fuck they're gonna do with it. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be good. Like, I'm excited for it. Especially for it to be a character that, first off, like, being a non-fan of Superman, like, seeing that this isn't Superman, I'm like, yeah, I want to see that, because, of course, you know, I don't hate on the dude, but he's super overpowered, like, we don't need him type thing.
Right.
You know, kind of want to see where they're going to go with it.
Like, I wonder what they're going to do. Like, is it going to be on the darker side of things? Is it going to be bright and cheerful? Sort of in the middle.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
One thing that we never mentioned is also that the fact that like DC changed the whole superhero Superman catchphrase or whatever, that he's for, you know, stars and stripes or whatever, and the American way or some shit like that.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, yeah. They changed it to fucking like, what was it? See, now I gotta look it up. I hate looking shit up, but I'm gonna do it now. See. Yeah, it was. Yeah, his slogan. That's what it's fucking called. That's the word slogan. Duh. My brain doesn't work sometimes. Truth, justice, and the American way. That was the original slogan for Superman.
Right.
But they recently changed it. Or is going to be changing it in the comics. It's going to be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow.
Okay. I'm not against it.
I'm not against it either.
Because he's flown to other universes. He's flown to other countries.
Right.
To
help. And the fact that he isn't just an American hero.
He's not American. He's not from fucking Earth.
Exactly.
He's He's adopted with probably no actual papers.
Yeah.
And he's literally an alien from another world.
Oh, you can't say that anymore. You can't say that anymore. I had to. I'm sorry.
What am I, canceled now?
You can't say aliens are aliens anymore. Just like you can't say bullpen anymore either. What the fuck? So stupid. I'm sorry.
That's good. That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Oh, this world. This world is so fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, dude. Truth, justice, and
a better tomorrow.
And a better tomorrow. Jesus.
Jeebus.
Yeah, Jeebus, indeed. But going back into Creed, unfortunately, like, that's not necessarily the reason that we were talking about this movie, Zal Zod, or whatever, but the fact that we did see Dolph Lundgren in this kind of leads us to the next point in this week's episode. Expendables 4. That's happening. We haven't gotten a chance to speak about Expendables 4.
Right.
Because we've spoken about so much other shit. But they finally got another badass to be in this fucking movie.
Nice.
We already know that, you know, Dolph Lundgren, Sly Stallone, Jason Statham are all going to be in it, of course. But they also got Iko Uwais. That's how you say it, right? I think so. A dude that we've seen in a bunch of other things, mostly if you're a fan of a lot of these Asian movies. One of my favorite ones being the one that he's in, and that is the Raid. He's yes. the main dude in the Raid, and that movie's fucking fantastic. It's fucking good. But the fact that he is going to be playing a villain in this makes me really fucking happy. Because, one, he's a dope fucking actor. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, like, they can do so much with it. Especially that, like, this movie goes all out, period. Like, these movies have been all over the place. They've been fucking fantastic. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. I'm a big fan of the Expendables series. Of course, they're all like popcorn flicks that, you know, don't expect, you know.
Don't take them seriously. Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, just enjoy themselves. Especially now that, of course, they've added a bunch of other people. Some people that I'd rather not see on the big screen or see even on in the fucking tabloids, like fucking Megan Fox. I can give a fuck less about her and fucking, what's his face? Why?
I'm noticing on the IMDb, Terry Crews is not in this one.
Yeah.
So maybe
he will be. But they replaced Terry Crews with 50 Cent.
Yes. Because, you know, why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Because he does a bunch of actings and stuff, right? He did a whole fucking TV series and shit. Andy Garcia is going to be in this one.
So, the dude we were just talking about from the Raid, I was like, okay, I wonder where I seen him aside from that. And he was the main character in Wu Assassins.
On Netflix. Yeah.
Which I hope that comes back for a sequel. That'd be nice. Second season. He was the fucking, he was a Mile 22 with Walmart, with Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Randy Couture is back in this one.
Of course.
Statham's, of course, we need.
Of course. You gotta have Statham's.
Well, from what I heard is that Stallone's done filming. And it's basically like a passing the torch moment to Statham for future setups.
We could hope so, because he's fucking old as fuck. Like, we don't need to see him or, you know, see him struggling as much as he has been for the last a bazillion years.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I want to say this one's actually going to be rated R, which is the reason why number 3 didn't work, because it was PG-13.
Yeah.
But someone that I didn't know was in this movie, fucking Tony Jaa.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
He's fucking great, too.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if they start pulling out, like, the fucking, the triad and shit in this one now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it now.
Yeah, I'm actually really curious.
Yeah. I am down for this shit, dude. I want to see it. ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, those are... I only ever saw part 3 once. I want to say I went with Mario to that.
Sounds all right. Like that
tracks. Yeah, that tracks. So like part 1 and part 2 I think I maybe only seen like twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 like I said once. So I need to actually go back and circle back and watch them again. In fact, I still have them in the collection of stuff that, like, when I used to just buy random shit.
Right.
Diamond Select actually put out a Barney, a Gunner, and a Terry Crews figure.
Oh, nice.
And I have those. And they're dope fucking figures, too.
Of course.
But then they, like, stopped doing it and then whatever. Because I would have liked the Lee Christmas.
Hell yeah.
You know, just have a Statham's or Steakums.
Yeah, Jason Steakums.
That tracks.
Yeah, it does.
So Yeah, like, I'm excited about Expendables 4.
Fuck yeah, dude. It looks fucking dope.
Because it'll make up for part 3.
We could hope so, at least.
We can hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that came out this week, something that's super fucking exciting, something that I'm super excited for, I know you're super excited for, is, we've been a fan of Toy Stories for a bazillion years. And the fact that we've known that they've announced a couple years ago, they announced that they were going to do the story of Buzz Lightyear before he became Buzz Lightyear, and not just the action figure.
Yeah,
it's the story of the real Buzz Lightyear.
Right. That's gonna the man behind why he's a figure.
Yeah. The man behind the figure, exactly.
Yeah.
The figure. Yeah. And it looks fucking dope.
Right, because we spoke about it on the show months ago
when
this was announced.
Yeah.
And like, I want to say it was like the beginning of the year when we spoke about this.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So then we finally got that teaser trailer for Lightyear. And we get it didn't show anything and showed everything at once.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There literally was so much emotion. no real talking in it.
No.
Nothing but visuals and the fact
stunning that we see visuals.
Yeah, stunning fucking visuals. But we see Buzz Lightyear in action, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks fucking good.
Fucking good, man. Oh shit. Like,
something that I was surprised of because I didn't know this. The fact that Buzz Lightyear is voiced by fucking Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can dig this.
Which I remember reading that a couple of months ago on Twitter when it was announced.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
So like the fans of Toy Story were like, well, what about Tim Allen? And it's sure, Tim Allen is always going to be iconic as Buzz Lightyear, but you got to remember this is a prequel. We need somebody younger.
Yeah, but not just somebody younger, but somebody that isn't the character voice, the caricature right. that we've had in the past.
Right.
Need to make him stand out differently because, of course, you know. For a action figure, you want a voice that fits for an action figure. For this, you want the real fucking person.
Yeah.
Or who the real person would essentially be.
It was just, like, so well done. Yeah. And you only hear Chris Evans for, like, 2 seconds when he's, like, to infinity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. And, like, you just see this world of emotion.
And he doesn't even say it. That's the thing. Like the girl says it to infinity. He's like, not yet.
So yeah, I'm super, super fucking excited.
Yeah. It's fucking dope. I am fucking excited for this. This comes out in the summer. Me too. So time to wait. And wait.
We'll just have to watch other movies in between.
Yeah, yeah. Something else I'm going to be watching from here until then, probably way before it even gets there. But something that the last thing that we're going to be talking about for the show, something that I'm excited for, but you, Brian, you are not excited for because you didn't see the first half of the season. But we got a trailer for the continuation or part 2 of Masters of the Universe, a show that so many people shat on because a lot of people were like, oh my god, this is so anti-dude, because spoilers, He-Man dies in the first episode. Everybody was like, oh my god, this is like so feminist. It's a feminist fucking show. Dude, like, it's a fucking cartoon character. Like, why are you getting so upset? And it's Masters of the Universe, not He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
And these are also the people living in their mom's basement complaining about Chris Pratt not being Italian.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And all the other countless things we've said.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. So, we got the continuation, the sequel. Well, not the sequel, but the continuation of Masters of the Universe, Revelation. And for me, it looks fucking amazing. The artwork, the art style continues to be fucking dope. It has, you know, a lot of action. Because, of course, you know, we had a lot of action in the first season. But the fact that, like, if you didn't watch the first season, the first half of the show, towards the end of the season, or fucking shit. And then again, towards the end of the fucking show, we got to see that he is resurrected because they do some magical stuffs and they bring him back. And we get to see that he technically, if you're into the DC comics, you see that you know what happens when you get thrown into the Lazarus pit. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to act because they're fucking insanely savage. So that's kind of what it looks like it's happening to He-Man in this, because he comes back as Savage He-Man. And he's a beast. Like, he's huge. And he's also, like, he got the super long hairs and he's trying to fight peoples and shit. They don't really go into the details of that. But one thing that they did show is the fact that, like, it shows him basically, like, oh, like, because Skeletor at the end of the first half of the season got a hold of the sword, and he's like, yo, I have the power now. And he's like, no, just because you got the sword doesn't mean that you have all the power. And they pretty much like, oh, like, the power, the spark has always been in me, and that basically, like, turns him back into He-Man, which is fucking dope. So I'm pretty excited for the rest of this. Looks fucking cool. I really want to see what they're going to do with it. I want you to watch it, Brian. It looks fucking cool. Like, dude.
I don't know.
It's a fun show to watch.
Maybe.
You should give it a shot. If you could watch the first episode and be like, okay, fuck this show. I at least watch one episode. Do it, Ryan. It's like you watching all the women, what the women's superhero movies. Like, I don't want to watch Wonder Woman.
No.
Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, Masters of the Universe Revelation season. The second half of the season looks fucking cool. What were you saying, Brian?
I was gonna say, for Wonder Woman, it has nothing to do with like the actors in it. It's just I never cared for the character.
That's fair. I never really gave a fuck about Superman either. Like, it's fine. I never went to see Superman in theaters.
Wait, you don't own like 100,000 copies of Man of
Steel? No, I'm not Mario. Yeah. No, I can give a fuck less about Superman. Superman's one of my least favorite characters in general. Mm-hmm. Like, the only thing that's kind of, like, made him somewhat, you know, making me want to actually pay attention to Superman is fucking Superman and Lois. That's been on the fucking CW.
That's their best show.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking The Flash fell off for me. Those CWs pretty much, like, I don't give a fuck about. After Crisis, I was like, yeah, I'm done with it. I don't need to watch this anymore. I've seen everything that I've wanted to see for this. And then all the fucking shows that are pretty much on the HBO Max are pretty much way better.
I don't think I brought this up last week, but So I told you that I caught up on you.
Yes.
When looking at people that are involved in the show,
mm-hmm.
one of the main people involved in the show
mm-hmm.
is DC's own Greg Berlanti.
Uh huh.
So does that mean that Joe Goldberg is part of the Arrowverse?
Oh, interesting.
Or the CW verse, because Arrow's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that tracks too.
That tracks.
I could see it.
So like we were watching it the other night, and I look and I'm like, Greg Berlanti. Yeah. I was like, that can't be the. And I look on IMDb, and I was like, yep, he's totally involved in you.
What else has Greg Berlanti done? Because hasn't he done a bunch of bazillion things?
Maybe, but like I only know him from all the DC shit,
right?
You know, and Titans. I mean, for still DC, but like,
because I think he also produced something else that the dude has been in as well. The key dude from You was actually also in
Gossip Girl.
Yes.
He was the Gossip Girl.
And he was also he was the gossip bitch. But wasn't Greg Berlanti part of that shit too?
I don't know.
Cause that's part of the CW shit too.
Yeah, but
that does not track. Greg Berlanti also did Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all in the CW first.
Yeah.
And then it's funny, like, oh yeah, one of the other movies that I watched recently was Stepfather 2009.
Huh.
So the dude that played the stepfather was actually was actually Lois Lane's dad from Lois and Clark.
Nice.
Or the this new Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And then his son or his stepson was Joe Goldberg.
Nice. Okay.
A younger Penn Badgley.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that dude's been around.
It's been around. Under the radar, but there.
Yeah. He's been stalking his way through fucking Hollywood.
Womp womp.
Whatever. That was a good one. You got anything else to add for this week, sir?
No, I'm just tired of sliding in this chair.
Yeah. We need to get you, like I told you, man. You need to get yourself a fucking seatbelt for that fucking chair.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that I have a job, I can afford one.
Yeah. That would be cool. Everybody go check out InterCityGeeks.net, where we have a whole bunch of shizm lines. Of course, we got this show, we got Bright City Presents, we got It's Poppin', we got ICGPW Slamcast, Inner City Geeks Turntable, First Watch, Inner City Geeks Webcomic, Good Games, Comics with the World, Manga Time, Anime World. So much fucking shit on that website. It's a lot of shit. So go check all that shit out. We even have the throwback fucking Yay Toys. Go check all that shit out. Yeah. Then we also have links to some pretty awesome places. So you click on the link and they'll take you to Amazon's. You get some, of course you get some Amazon shits, but you could also get your first month free of Amazon Prime. Because who doesn't want Prime? It's fucking dope, dude. Like, you get a bunch of shit on there. And then you could also watch a bunch of shit. Some shit that we've spoken about on the show previously. Not necessarily on today, because we haven't really spoke about shit on Prime today. But you get a bunch of shit on Prime as well, in general. Like, on Prime Video or Prime Music. It's Prime Music, I believe, included in Prime. There's a lot of shit there, too. Check out the Probot on there. A lot of good shit. So you can do that, or you can just shop through that link on Amazon and And whatever you get there gets us a little bit of kickback over here. It doesn't cost you anything. It just says thank you for checking us out over there. Then you can check out SoSick Clothing Company. We get a lot of cool shirts and hats and stuff. And that's SoeSic clothing.co. You can type in Inner City Geeks at checkout for 15% off. Because who doesn't like a percentage off of shit? I know I do. Mm-hmm. Then you get some beardly goodness. You know, we both have beardlies over here. Some better than others. But,
thanks. Mine is looking pretty sharp today.
Yeah, it is. It's looking nice. It's looking rather, it actually does look quite healthy. So check out Beard Octane. That'll link to Beard Octane. So you get some pretty cool beardly goodness. Whether it's beard oils or beard balms or beard butters. Or, you know, things to help you grow your beard. Because a lot of people are trying to grow beards, but they kind of suck at it. But you get some, you know, some vitamins for your beard to make it nice and healthy. So check out Beard Octane. And that checkout, you can use ICG-10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Because 10% off is pretty damn good, too. Because, you know, it's good. Then another link that we got, some CBD goodness. So check out CBDMD. Click on that link. Take you there. Then the last place you can check out, Sideshow Collectibles. Because why the fuck not? There's a lot of good shit on there. Go check them out, Sideshow Collectibles. Then you can find us on the social... No, you can find us on the places to listen to. You listen to us, of course you can listen to us as you already know where to listen to us. But you can tell people where they can listen to us. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts. But overall, you can definitely find us on motherfucking Spotify. The bestest place to listen to it on. I love it. I love listening to everything on my on there. Because it's fucking dead. It's fucking dope. So check that out. You can find us on the socials. What's going to happen? Can we continue to call it the Feces Space? Because Mark Zuckerberg is changing the fucking name of shit now? He's just changing the name of the company? Or is he changing the name of the Facebooks? Or what the fuck is he doing?
It's something to do with Meta. So, like, what are we, Meta-humans?
I think he said it was like the Meta Universe or some shit, some stupidness.
He's watching too much Flash.
Yeah. Either that, or he's watching too, or he's trying to be too much like fucking what's it called, the Ready Player One.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can find us on the Spacey Space. I don't really. We have it on there, but we rarely use anything on there because, of course, you know, we have better places to be. So you can find us on the Face Space, so facespace.com/innercitygeeks, or on Twitter at innercitygeeks, or on Instagram at innercitygeeks. Brian, where can we find you, sir?
Slip and slide time on the chair.
Yeah.
You can find me on all the social media shit. Twitter, Bri2J, Bri_2J. Instagram, Bri2J or Bri2J Presents. Check out Bri2JPresents.com. Go to YouTube and hit Bri2J Presents and get some featured content. New content eventually coming. I have plans.
Yay, plans.
Yay. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that's pretty much it for the fucking show, people. It's time to enjoy November. Exactly like I said at the beginning of the show, November has started.
Your rent money is now due.
Yes. Yes, I would start singing "It's the First of the Month," but I don't know the full lyrics to it. But yeah. So, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
'Cause I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make.
Shut the hell up.